Caution, learning in progress.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Smarter Every Season. I'm Nate Burnham, and with me today we got Hans Stutzman. Hans, welcome.
Thank you. Morning, Nate.
Continuing our trend of in-season updates.
Yeah. It's a little bit quieter week this week. We got some rain this week across a lot of the Midwest anyway. I know there's places, many places that are rained out, but I know there's still some guys that are still going.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. So today is going to be a little bit more of call-outs. Hey, we're predicting some of these things to come up. Not necessarily things that are super prominent in field this last week because not many guys were running
Not many guys are running. It's been a little bit of a breather week for us, so which is good.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've gotten a chance to catch up on some things, circle back around to some issues, but also, you know, talk to some guys about what's been going on and give a game plan going forward.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump on in. So our first prediction of things that are going to probably be coming up is, so we had guys put a lot of acres in the ground and then we just got a ton of rain. Likely we're going to see some replanting happening at some point here. Hans, what's the call out for replanting?
Yeah, so I'm highly likely we're going to replant, given the elites around here anyway. There's quite a few ponds that are floating around in the areas that need to be spotted back in again. We have replant instructions on the cloud for both for field view versions and for 2021, how to do that. Before you go replant, if you got guys that are going to replant, go look those instructions up. It'll tell you how to remove coverage, how to get your system to swath off, how to track your hybrids, how to track the crop version of that so that you know how many acres you replanted for insurance purposes, and then also for your understanding when you go back and harvest later in the year and to get the swath control to work correctly. So all that's in those replant instructions. It's a very good, clean document. Nate, we should actually probably just go ahead and link those in the show notes.
Okay. I will do that. Yeah.
And then, that way you can hang on to it and see what's going on with it.
Yeah. And as a call out as well, on the new product resources, it took me a second to find it, but it's under, if you go to the new product resources, Gen 3 2020, and then it's called Precision Planting Replant Instructions.
Yep. I think if you search replant, it'll show up.
It will show up. That's how I had to find it. So it's a good call out. And then, yes, I will link that, a link to that document in the show notes. All right. One call that we have been getting a lot, whether it's Gen 2, Gen 3, 0.0.1, is pump cows, right? We take that call all the time. But one thing that we've been seeing a lot is, you know, I want to run at 5 miles an hour and I want to put out 10 gallons to the acre. So in that situation, what's a great path to take?
Yeah, if you're going to run a static rate and you're really not changing it and you're not changing speeds, putting the pump into a constant rather than running at a pump cow where you set your min PWM, max PWM, minimum gallon per minute, max gallon per minute. Most of the times those are going to be pretty consistent if you're running a steady one rate and one speed. Go ahead and just set your pump to a PWM percentage that can hit the rate that you're wanting to and doesn't overpressurize the system when you shut all the systems off. So when you go into manual test, just set the system to run the pump up to where you can get a good pressure on it, kick the V-applies on, run the rate, and see if you can hit rate at that speed. That's a good setting. Set your pump to a constant, set your PWM percentage to that number, and run it as a set. That's a fairly straightforward, easy way to if you're running one set rate and one set speed.
Yep. And I know not this past training season, but the season before, one of the things that I called out when doing a pump cow is if they have to adjust their number, your grower has to adjust the number, you're telling them to adjust one number.
Yes.
Right. It's you just can test pump. That one number and it makes it a whole lot simpler than trying to get on the same page with, I mean, there's four options for min and max with the separation of pump cow in there. Yep. So makes it a little simpler.
Yep. And simplifies the math process a little bit too.
Just a little bit. There is no math.
There is no math. Just set the PWM percentage to the one that hits rate. So that's a good call out. If you're doing a range of rates and speeds, then you really do need to run that cal and get it right. But if it's a consistent speed, consistent rate, constant, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah. And there are some great documents and videos on doing a pump cal for the first time. So if you haven't done one, watch those. If you have questions, definitely give us a call.
Yep.
All right, moving on to Gen 2. So this is one that's kind of popped up over the last week. specifically on Case 2100 series planers.
Yeah. So on 2100 series planers, the Gen 2 system, when you update 2020.0.4, .0.4. Get my numbers right here. That will disable us reading the lift switch from the case system. Now, it'll still show up in the diagnose page, and you'll still see the lift and lower status from the case system, but we don't actually control to it. So it's there, but we're not actually using it. So you'll see lowered, but no control. If you're going to update to 2020.0.4, you need to add the Y harness, which is the 729818, which Ys into the case rotary height sensor, or add two push buttons and plug them into the SRMs. Those are the for sure way of getting list switch status. We've had the most successful, most stable way that we've gotten list switch status off the Case 2100 series system. If they don't have that option, then they should probably stay on 2020.0.1 and use that. That still has some risk. The reason we've made that change in 2020.0.4 is because we had some inconsistencies from the case system on list switch status. And so in order for us to solidify that and make it more concrete, we stopped using their list switch status and moved it to a push button or rotary height sensor direct signal.
Okay. All right. So let's keep on rolling. Let's go into our .1 portion of the podcast. First thing, and I'll go ahead and call this out. So if you have a guy that's going to be running .1, and I know there's still guys out there that have not quite fired up yet, if they're planning on running .1 for Panorama or whatever it may be, please take the time and go out and set it up with them, run through health checks, make sure that everything is good to go so when they pull into the field, everything functions the way we would expect. It takes more time, and that's the reason why we call it out, is it helps to be in front of the monitor, being a little bit familiar, because we did go pretty in-depth into .1 in training this year. So it does take a little bit more time. It is very worthwhile getting out there maybe a couple days before they're getting ready to actually fire off, make sure everything is good and ready to go. We've gotten some calls where
wasn't fully set up.
Yeah. And
that's a very tough phone call when they're in the field trying to plant and they've got to go back through, and we are spending 35, 40 minutes over the phone or even an hour plus over the phone setting things up, where we're running back and forth to the planner trying to figure out what they have configured and where. If you've got time now during this rain event, now's the time to make sure that system's set up and ready to go.
There are things that I think our dealers will catch before someone who doesn't interact with it quite as much.
You guys are going to be the most equipped to catch that issue.
Absolutely. And that's why we really appreciate you being out there in front of it and taking that time.
You'll know what you're looking for more than we will.
Yes. Yes. So. All right. Keeping with .1, we kind of have a little bit of a change. It's not really an issue that we've been seeing. It's actually really awesome. But in our HD page or our diagnose page, we actually get to see shaft speed sensor now.
On the ViaPly HD system, or on the ViaPly rate controller.
Rate controller on an HD system.
Yep.
Contrary to .0, where if you had HDs, we didn't display shaft speed.
Correct. So if you have shaft speed plugged in, we will display the shaft speed sensor. We're using it for as a limit, so we don't overspend the pump. We're not using it for control, but it is there for diagnostic purposes. If you want to know how fast the pump's running, there's a speed sensor. If you plug a speed sensor in, we will show it.
Yeah. So if we're not hitting rate, and I'm going to kind of tie this back into the application of seeing shaft speed, if we're not hitting rate and the question is it electrical, is it hydraulic, is it, you know, the pump, we can go look at that shaft speed sensor and see, oh, well, you know, we're commanding 80% duty cycle and we're spinning the pump at 350 RPMs.
Yep.
Depending on that pump, you know, that should be enough.
That should be enough. Yep.
So that's just kind of one of those ways that we can start to narrow down without having to get a tack meter out and manually take that shaft speed or whatnot. We can start to use that. All right. The last thing I think I have on my list for .1 is auto-loading. So more of a call out than anything.
Yeah. So on auto-loading on .1, .1 introduced the ability to have auto-loading for every application system that you've got. So if you have a seating application with V-Drive and you also have two liquid products, you can set the auto-load to, when you click the auto-load switches, it's going to try and load both seating and both spin both liquid systems and dispense liquid out of your liquid system. It's different than we've had before in the past. We didn't actually autoload the liquid systems in the past. If you wanted to, you had to manually go through the health check and do those. So that's a great feature. It's different than what we've had in the past. So some guys don't want to autoload those. Some guys would rather just load seating rather than spitting liquid out with all those. So it's a recommendation. Just go back and look. And if you see that, make sure that that's set the way you want it. You can disable that setting underneath the systems tab. If you click on systems and seating, there's an autoload enable there. If you click on liquid, there'll be an autoloading enable button there. You can turn that off if you want to. So that's a call out that autoloading does have some difference. We've had some calls about confusion about what's going on with that. So just as a call out to what's going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hans, so. Do you have anything else you wanted to mention? Because I think I'm good. It's been quiet.
It's been fairly quiet this week. Yeah, I think, go back and some of the stuff we talked about in the previous weeks, I think we're still seeing some of those pop up. Those are some valuable things otherwise. I think we're good.
Yeah. Well, as always, if you guys are seeing anything or you're getting any calls reoccurring that you think would be good to call out, shoot us an email at smartereveryseason@precisionplanting.com, and we'll address it. And, we're excited for everyone else to fire up or, fire back up.
Right. Let's go. Hopefully we'll get some dry weather when guys get it run again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, until next time, guys.